Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
So, you know, launching an online store seems almost too easy now, right? With platforms like Squarespace or Shopify.
It really does. They've lowered the barrier significantly.
Exactly. But our source today, this article, Why Hire an E-commerce Developer in the Age of SaaS Platforms, it asks a really interesting question.
Which is?
Well, if these tools are so user-friendly, why would a business, maybe your business, still need to actually hire an e-commerce developer?
Right, that's the core tension, isn't it?
Yeah.
The platforms get you started, often very effectively.
What?
But as businesses grow, as things get more complex, those out-of-the-box solutions, they can start to feel limiting. And that's where the developer conversation usually starts.
Okay, let's dig into that. The article kicks off with custom designs and experiences.
Yeah, the look and feel.
It mentions everyone using similar templates, making it tough to, you know, stand out. So what's the real value add of a developer here, beyond just looking pretty?
Well, think about it. Those templates are frameworks, right?
Mm-hmm.
A developer can take that framework and mold it, really customize it to your specific brand, your specific customers.
Like how?
Instead of just a standard product page, maybe they build, I don't know, an interactive lookbook. Or a really specific filtering system if you have complex inventory.
Ah, okay. Something unique to your business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It creates a stickier experience, something more engaging than a generic theme can offer. It helps build that brand loyalty.
That makes sense. Okay, then the article shifts to adding new integrations. This part sounds tricky.
It definitely can be.
Why is a developer so key when you're trying to connect different software pieces to your store?
Well, it often comes down to APIs. These digital handshakes between software, they need to be set up correctly.
Right.
A developer understands how these systems talk to each other. They can make sure those connections are solid, secure. Imagine you've got some specific CRM software.
Okay.
And you need it to work perfectly with, say, a standard Shopify checkout. It might not just plug and play.
Probably not.
A developer can write that custom glue code to make it seamless. Avoids data loss, avoids errors that could, you know, cost you sales.
So it's risk management, really, making sure things don't break.
And ensuring they work efficiently together, testing it properly before it goes live.
Got it. Now, the article also talks about expanding, selling on different platforms, an omni-channel approach.
Yeah, moving beyond just the website.
And it mentions newer tech, like AR and VR for shopping. People seem interested in that.
The stats suggest so, yeah. Like over half of shoppers wanting to visualize furniture with AR, things like that.
Wow. So how does a developer help a business actually do that? Get onto mobile apps or use AR?
This is where specialist skills really come in. Building a native mobile app, integrating with social commerce platforms, exploring VR, these aren't typically standard features in your basic SaaS package.
Right, that sounds custom.
Very custom.
Mm-hmm.
You need someone who can build those AR experiences, maybe optimize 3D models so they load fast, connect it all back to your product data. It's technical work.
So it lets businesses differentiate, try new things.
Exactly. Tap into new customer segments, offer something competitors aren't.
Okay, so boiling it down, the article seems to be saying SaaS is great to start, but a developer is more like a strategic partner for growth.
That's a good way to put it. It's about overcoming those technical hurdles that inevitably pop up as you scale.
And letting the business owner focus on, well, the business.
Precisely. Focus on product, marketing, customers. Let the expert handle the tech infrastructure. Make sure it's not just working, but actually helping you grow.
So the key takeaway for listeners, SaaS gets you in the game, but for that deep customization, the seamless integrations, expanding into new channels.
An e-commerce developer becomes pretty crucial.
Yeah, they shift from being maybe a nice to have to a vital asset for long-term success, for getting that competitive edge.
Absolutely. Which kind of leads to a final thought, doesn't it?
Go on.
Well, as e-commerce keeps evolving so fast, new tech popping up all the time, you have to wonder, how much more critical will that specialized developer become, you know, in really shaping what online shopping feels like in the future?
That's definitely something to think about. How central will they be to the next wave of retail experiences?
Food for thought.